in which Micah has a bad time. It sparks for a moment, one quick blue-silver moment, and then it's gone. Your eyelids fall, and then you do. He catches you smoothly, like he was expecting this. He was expecting this. Your breath is even. You should be breathing harder now, even without any other struggle, but your lungs are as far away as the rest of you. Your body doesn't feel limp because it doesn't feel like anything but nerves taking in the world passively. All you can do is not even listen, just hear what he says. Micah, he says, and you don't want your name on his lips, and you don't want his breath against your cheek, and you don't want to be here anymore, even if this is the only way you could learn about magic, and your body isn't strong enough. You aren't strong enough. This is all that magic is for you. You'll recover in time. In time. And his fingers are brushing your hair out of your face and tracing down your cheek, and you aren't screaming, aren't even breathing faster. His lips are pressed against your neck. He's holding you almost lightly, almost like a dancer. You can come to me again. Sweet, gentle kisses, worse than fire, worse than knives. And you can have exactly this again. He lied to you, you think exactly once before he sweeps your feet from the floor and lies you flat. Your shirt brushes against you as he unbuttons it, slowly, so slowly, kissing his way down your chest as he goes. He lifts you slightly, lets your head loll back as he slips your shirt down your arms and off you completely, sets you down lightly, careful of your head and neck. And now, his fingers move to the lower buttons to settle against. Your body reacts to the sensation. Your body is nerves that belong to him now, even if you can still feel them. Can still feel him finish with the buttons and slide your pants down your legs. Can still feel as exposed as your body is. You don't want him between your legs. You don't want it so badly that you're relieved when he moves his hand away, even though you know he's not done yet. He's not done with you, and you don't want to know what he's going to do, but you know you don't want him there. He puts a hand on your forehead and strokes your lips with the other before putting it on your chin, gently pulling your mouth open. It could be worse. It could be worse. He pulls your head close to him, holds you still by your hair, puts himself down so deeply that you're surprised that your body doesn't choke. You can't do anything, can't suck him like you don't want to do, but don't know what else to do, if you could do anything, which you can't. But he doesn't want you to suck him. He holds your head still and moves himself, and your throat burns, aches, the corners of your mouth crack open again. Your body breathes through your nose. It doesn't know you're choking. It doesn't know you're dying. He comes, finally, and you spend a moment trying to spit and then to swallow before you remember you can't do either. He tips your head forward and lets his cum spill out of your mouth. And then he puts his hand between your legs again, strokes you once, twice, leaves you aching with the sensation, and then leaves you entirely. Eventually, you hear the door open again. You don't know how long it's been. It's hard to tell if you've even been awake the whole time. For a moment, you think he's going to let you go, just for the moment it takes for him to reach you and start touching you again. He wasn't letting you off easy. He was just getting started. One arm wraps itself under your arm, supporting your weight awkwardly. One hand goes back between your legs, not moving, just touching. He kisses your neck, fills your air with his own breath. He doesn't enter you yet, doesn't touch you there yet. He moves his fingers across your length, once and then nothing for long minutes, once and then nothing. Until your body wants him inside you, until your body needs release more than it needs to move. Until you're grateful when he finally pushes into you, grateful even for the pain, grateful because he's fucking you and touching you and making you need him and fulfilling the desires he's forced onto you. You come and he comes and your thoughts dizzy themselves until they settle on disgusted. You're disgusted with yourself. You're disgusted that he was able to play your body like this, like an intimately familiar instrument. disgusted that you liked it, even for a moment. He pulls himself out of you, lifts your body up, carries it, you can't tell where, until he sets you down and wipes your mouth with a wet cloth. He cleans you like a child, paying no mind to anything but the mess, thoroughly, efficiently. It's almost worse than the sex. You feel more helpless than before. He washes you. He dries you off. He dresses you in what feel like your own clothes, fastening the buttons chastely instead of teasing at your skin. He carries you again, this time to a surface softer than any you've ever touched before, and he lays you down and kisses your cheek one more time. You can always return here, Micah. You don't need to use magic. All you need to do is kneel for me. And that seems to be all he has to say. You don't hear him moving away, but you don't see him when you finally blink your eyes open. And if he's watching from where you can't turn your head to see, he doesn't say anything. And if he hears you start crying softly some time after that, there's no response of any kind. You wake up alone in a bed softer than the dawn, and your aching is the only indication that you didn't just dream up last night.